Moral dilemmas come in all shapes and sizes. Commentator Alyssa Eli recently encountered one that she could slip on her finger.
My great aunt, a thin, efficient widow, didn't have much in life. Children and grandchildren not particularly attached to her. A series of upgraded TVs, a toaster oven baking one potato after another, and a ring. A ring like a star. One heavy, perfect diamond on a slim platinum stalk. All through childhood, I yearned for her perfect ring. In her 90s, a stroke left her querulous. If she couldn't find a coat, she suspected her family had stolen it. When she slipped in the tub, she swore the bruises were from someone who had struck her. Finally, she moved to a nursing home. The TV went with her. The ring went, too. The toaster oven disappeared. I flew west and visited. A paper handprint with her name on it was taped to the door. Under her bed, three pairs of identical slippers were lined up heel to heel, like empty trucks at the loading dock. She lay on top of the bed next to a large doll that was supposed to look companionable, though it looked to me as if it were holding its breath until it turned blue. "All my treasures are gone," my aunt whispered. "The kids went through everything. My pots and pans, my china, my shoes, my darling coat with the fox collar. The TV is my only friend." A nurse knocked on the door and poked a cheerful head in. "Brought your pills," she said. "Just leave them on the table, honey," my aunt said. "This nurse is my dear friend, and I love her to bits." The nurse smiled and left. "They're all like that," my aunt whispered. "They come and go, and they don't care." While she was talking, she was twisting the ring on her finger. It was still perfect, magnificent, incongruous star. She must have seen me looking, because she held out her hand and slipped the ring off. The next thing I knew, the star was on my finger. It fit perfectly. "Don't tell a soul," she said. "Take it straight back to Boston." I looked at the ring. It was all she had. Afterwards, it belonged to the children and grandchildren. That was the proper line of transmission. "It's a huge decision to think about, Aunt May," I said. "I'll come back and see you tomorrow." I tugged the ring off and handed it to her. It stuck going over my knuckle. All night, hardly sleeping, almost sick with qualms and with opportunity, I thought about it myself. It was all the wrong thing to do. It was greedy and incorrect. It was the dream of a life. It was thrilling to imagine. By morning, I had decided to accept her offer. My aunt was on her bed reading a large print Bible. The ring winked on her finger. "Come in quick and don't talk to anyone," she said, instead of hello. "The kids stole $10,000 from me. Now they want my darling fox coat." We visited all afternoon. She didn't offer me the ring. She didn't mention it once. She had forgotten everything from the day before. Forgotten all about it. I said goodbye and sat on the plane that night, heading home. My hands were in my lap. They were trying to forget, too.
Alyssa Eli is a psychiatrist and writer in Massachusetts.